What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn. And here's what's happening. The first round of aggressive SEPTA cuts take effect tomorrow morning. That's going to throw commuters around the region into turmoil. Subway, trolley, and bus service will be slashed by 20% tomorrow, the day before the first day of Philadelphia Public Schools. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says the 50,000 students who use SEPTA may need to find alternative routes.
We encourage students and their families to review the service plan that we have on SEPTA.org to see how the cuts will impact them. Map out their travel to and from school.
Now, commuters who rely on SEPTA starting Monday should be prepared for a difficult process as well. Sauer says the whole system will bend under the pressure.
Buses, trains, and trolleys are going to be crowded. There are likely to be some pass-ups, more than normal due to vehicles at capacity. And with 20% less service, the system is going to move slower.
The major test will be how the Broad Street line handles sporting events, starting with tomorrow's Phillies game without sports special service. And the Eagles' home opener is less than 2 weeks away. Sauer says they typically move 17,000 Eagles fans in an hour post-game on 12 to 14 trains, but the cuts mean there will only be three trains scheduled after the evening game before the end of the night. Lawmakers in Harrisburg continue to negotiate to try and fill SEPTA's $200 million budget deficit, but there have not been any updates on progress. A SEPTA bus in Frankfort was hit by gunfire yesterday afternoon after officials say an altercation broke out between two men. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says it happened just before 5 in the afternoon aboard a Route 3 bus traveling on Frankfort Avenue. One of the men got off the bus between Wamrath and Worrell Streets, turned, and fired into the bus.
Fortunately, at this time, there are no injuries reported, and the incident's under investigation.
It is unclear at this point how many people were on the bus at the time of the shooting, but Bush says it happened during a busy evening travel period as people headed home from work.
I don't have, at this point, any word on any arrests, but except the police are investigating along with Philadelphia Police.
Now, authorities are reviewing surveillance camera footage from aboard the bus in hopes of identifying and catching the shooter. A 19-year-old has been charged in connection with a violent carjacking earlier this year in West Philadelphia. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania says 19-year-old Xavier Peterson is the man who held a couple at gunpoint back on April 4th in West Philadelphia, then stole their car. Authorities say it happened as the boyfriend was parking his Subaru Crosstrek to drop off his girlfriend. A masked man approached the couple and pointed a handgun at them, forcing them out of the car, then taking the wheel himself and speeding off. About an hour after the carjacking, a police officer in Haverford saw the stolen car speeding on Westchester Pike towards the Blue Route and later pulled it over on I-476. Court filings say the driver, Peterson, fled, but three passengers remained in the vehicle. Officials say Peterson was found 5 minutes later by officers hiding in the underbrush next to the highway. A loaded semi-automatic handgun was also found lying nearby. He's charged with carjacking and brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence. If convicted, Peterson faces a minimum of 7 years, but a maximum of life in prison.
Now, the shortage of black teachers is an issue up for discussion tomorrow at the Free Library of Philadelphia. Abbott Elementary stars will be in the house, and we get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
In the Philadelphia School District, 49% of the students are black, but fewer than a quarter of the teachers are. Statewide, only about 6% of teachers are black. Philadelphia State Senator Vince Hughes and his wife, actress Cheryl Lee Ralph, are hosting a discussion to explore the need for more black male teachers.
It's an idea that Cheryl and I had to try to get more men in the classroom.
Sunday's panel at the Free Library includes Ralph's Abbott Elementary colleague, William Stanford Davis, who plays Mr. Johnson, and Superintendent Tony Watlington. Hughes says one factor in recruiting teachers is salaries.
You know, teachers are drastically underpaid, given the worth and the value that they have for their local communities and for the broader community.
The discussion is moderated by KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
Philadelphia City Controller Christy Brady says the Department of Licenses and Inspections took chances with building safety when they failed to review some documents at construction sites. More on that from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The controller's office went to construction sites with L&I inspectors to see if they were making sure work was being done by licensed contractors, complying with mandatory standards. Controller Brady says they were not.
During all 8 construction site visits we observed, L&I inspectors failed to request contractors' licenses or documentation verifying workers' employment status.
According to Brady, that could mean contractors are operating without a license and potentially without regard to sound building techniques, and workers could be misclassified as independent rather than employees, which allows contractors to circumvent rules like providing overtime and workers' comp. The audit was completed before L&I Commissioner Basil Miranda took over. He provided a lengthy response with action he's already taken to improve inspection, such as better training for inspectors.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.